College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to just tell y'all something. When the weather gets cold and I know that winter storms are coming, I get anxious. Because we're out in the country in Cottage Grove. And I remember like it was yesterday, a couple of winters ago, we had a bad winter storm and we lost power. It was one of those where, y'all remember, we had the heavy, heavy ice and it was sitting on the lines. And the lines were snapping and folks were losing power all over the city. And it was cold and you couldn't really get to a hotel room. When you did find a hotel, it was booked. And so, you know, everybody just kind of had to hunker down. Right. And, you know, I'm thinking, OK, we're going to be OK. We've got the generator. We know how to properly use it. So we'll be able to heat the house. Right. And we'll be able to make sure that we got some power. But one of the things that I did not think about was how was I going to keep them four kids entertained? Because they wanted to play the iPads. We didn't have no internet. And they got special needs. So all hell was breaking loose. And I, you know, we were able to, you know, do the mobile hotspot for a minute, but we ran out of juice. We ran out of charge. And I was like, oh my God, this is not hot. This is not good. How are we going to keep these kids entertained? We got a generator. We got some electricity. We got some heat. We're going to be okay. We can't move, but baby, we need some internet. Because they are bouncing off the walls up in here. And I got enough stress going on trying to figure out when this power is going to be restored and back on. And so when I found out about a program with my friends from Comcast, I said, let me call Rachel. And Rachel, let me just give you her official because she's my friend. So I call her Rachel, but she's really like a really important person over at Comcast. She's Rachel Johnson. She's a vice president for sales for Comcast Xfinity here in the Twin Cities. Now, Rachel, girl, I don't know if you remember that storm, but it was going down in my house. Girl, do you remember that? It was just a mess for everybody.
I remember. And I tell you what, you know, I know you've been to a NASCAR race and they tell the drivers to start their engines. Well, Minnesotans, it's time for us to start our snowblowers, right?
Girl,
it's all
yes.
part of the preparation we
it
need
is.
To do.
It is.
I have a motto. You need to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And our storm ready Wi-Fi that you just talked about is the total key to doing that. So it's a modem that you set up within your Xfinity internet that allows the internet to keep working if you were to lose power. And 80% of power outages are based on weather incidents that happen. And we know that the weather has been probably less predictable in the last few years than ever before. And having that internet backed up with a battery operated modem to keep your kids entertained with their digital devices. And of course, I also have to say, with your digital devices, make sure you have like those battery packs that you can store and have charged up to plug your phones into. So if your power goes out, your phone will last a little bit longer. But our Storm Ready Wi-Fi really gives you a solution to keep everyone connected during those crazy storms, whether it's snow, whether it's ice, whether it's rain, wind. It'll be there to take care of everything for you.
Okay, so I just got mine. Is this something that's brand new? Has this been out a while? Because I want to make sure, especially for my parents who have kids with autism whose routine cannot be broken, who, you know, are get on that iPad and they read books and they do their work and they enjoy some educational games, or they may even just be watching a movie to stay calm, especially when the lights are out and there's something different and things things have to shift, and they may not be going to school that day because of the weather, or, you know, there's a little something different going on in the house. I really, especially for my parents who have kids with special needs out there who follow me and listen to me, I'm having you on because I just want to make sure that they know that this is available. And is it new? Because anytime I get something and it's helping me and my kids, I want to make sure to help somebody else's.
Yeah, Shaletta, we just launched this last summer. So it's relatively new. All of our Xfinity stores here in the Twin Cities, all 13 of them, have them available for purchase. They're just a little under $200. Totally worth it, not just to keep your kids and your family entertained, but think about staying connected with the news, staying connected with what the weather's happening, staying connected with your friends and family. When there's a weather incident or people don't know what's going on or they can't get a hold of you, it's really nice to have that peace of mind so that you can stay connected and communicate. So it provides you with that backup connection, that backup battery with your internet, and then allows you to stay connected the way that you want to stay connected.
Yeah, it is going to be a lifeline for families like ours, especially, like I said, when you start talking about challenging situations in the home. I'm over here trying to figure out when the electricity is going to come back on. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get this wet, heavy snow out of the driveway. I'm trying to keep them calm. I'm trying to figure out, you know, making sure I'm safe with this generator, you know, get everybody fed and try to provide that routine. And it is just something that, you know, just provides another layer of support for families who have kids with special needs. And so now I just want to make sure that I provide the right information for the folks who are listening. So do they have to go into the store to get it? Can they go online to get it? How does it work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go online. You can call in to a 1-800-XFINITY, or you can go into one of our local stores and get the modem. So it's whatever is most convenient for you from a shopping standpoint. So we've got them all available there. And then they're really easy for you to set up and activate yourself. You just bring it in, and it connects with your existing Xfinity home internet and works out real slick. And again, it helps you stay ready. So then the event of a weather or a power situation that you don't have to worry about getting ready, you're ready to go. It just automatically starts working.
All right. Now, speaking of automatically starting to work, every year during the holidays, you know, one of the things that I love is how folks in Minnesota come together to help people in need. And you all are already gearing up for Toys for Tots. So many kids in our community who want to have a Merry Christmas. The family does not have the funds or resources. We're out shopping. We're talking about, you know, it being Small Business Saturday. We're coming off the heels of Black Friday, going into Cyber Monday. But, you know, I just want to take a minute and take a break and talk about the least of these and how we can work with the initiative that you have going on with Toys for Tots to help a kid who otherwise would not have a Merry Christmas.
We are just honored to be working with the Toys for Tots program. Again, we've done it for a number of years, and we have drop-off places for unwrapped toys at any of our 13 Minnesota Xfinity stores or at our regional or Comcast business office. We collect these toys every year. We start on December 1st this year, so this Friday. You can stop into any of our stores through the 17th of December, which is also a great time for you to stop into the Xfinity stores. We've got some great deals on mobile that you can check out. So it's definitely worth it. We'll show you that storm-ready Wi-Fi. But most importantly, you can bring in that unwrapped toy that there's just not enough toys to get to the children that need them. So we're just really pleased to be able to participate in such an amazing program that makes such a big impact every single year.
And you know what I do with my kids, because, you know, a lot of times we spend so much time on what do you want from Santa? Make your list. They're going through the catalogs, girl, circling stuff and putting their name by it, spending all the money that they don't realize it takes a lot of work to get. Right. And so what we do with the Toys for Tots is I'm like, what are you going to buy for somebody else? What are we going to go run to Target and get? You know, what toys, you know, do you want that you think another child will want? Let's go get that. Let's take it down. And I physically give it to my kids, and we go down to the store over in Woodbury, and I have them drop it off there. I have them take the toys to the store, and I have them put it in the bucket, and we smile because I just need them to see and feel and know that, you know, this is not Christmas time is about giving. And have you taken a moment to give? So for me, when you all, you know, announce that you're going to do Toys for Tots, I take it as an opportunity to teach and help and show my children how to be a blessing to somebody else.
Oh, my goodness. And that's the way to do it, like to have your kids involved with like the picking of the items. I mean, I think that it just instills in children this, the importance of giving and the importance of helping others and making an impact that, you know, Shaletta, you know, they'll carry into their adulthood. And that's pretty amazing.
I hope so, girl. I hope I ain't raising a bunch of little selfish kids, girl. I pray. That's my prayer, girl. I'm like, y'all don't get out here and make y'all mama look bad. Be givers, please. Donate. Bless somebody else. Okay, now you got to tell me again, because I just got a ping from a parent who listens to the show. How can they be involved in your Toys for Tot initiative? Could they come by today, through when, and where are the drop-off locations?
So our 13 Xfinity stores across the Twin Cities, so I think 85% of the Twin Cities residents live within like a 10-minute drive of an Xfinity store. So from the west side of the metro to the east, north, and south, there's an Xfinity store where we'll be accepting those toys. Technically, our drive is the 1st through the 17th, but if people drop them off today, we've already got our bins kind of in the back room set up and ready to go. Toys just have to be unwrapped so that we know how they get routed when they get to their centralized system. And we will take any toys that we're able to provide to families. And we're, again, just super excited to be involved in it. And again, through the 17th of December, they can bring those toys into any of those 13 Xfinity locations.
Well, I just thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking the time on this holiday weekend. I wanted to make sure that families, especially those with special needs children like me, had this information. And especially as we go into this season of giving, that we remember the least of these. Rachel Johnson with Comcast, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Amen, girl. Look, my auntie used to tell me that growing up, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Because, girl, you do not want to be out here looking crazy in the face with no internet in the storm that came through. That is not the time to be ordering the stuff. You need to get it now.
For sure. Hey, have a great holiday.
All right, you too. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. If anybody knows Tracy and Michael in Cottage Grove, just let them know. I'm getting ready to talk real bad about them. Talk real bad about them on the Good Neighbor Station. They are my neighbors. They live five doors down from me. And you know, they've been pretty good neighbors, you know. You know, they watch out for the kids when they go to the school and they volunteer. They always come back with a report about how my babies are doing when they're, you know, doing the lunchroom or, you know, library monitoring. And you know, they always make sure to, you know, stop by and check on us when they're walking the dog. And, you know, never really had any problem with them until this week. So we're about to talk about bad neighbors on the Good Neighbor Station. So if anybody knows Tracy and Michael in Cottage Grove, I'm going to give you a few seconds to call them and say, listen, you got to put it on CCO because Shaletta's about to talk bad about you. I tried to like them. I really did. I put forth a good effort. We've been living in Cottage Grove now almost 6 years, maybe seven. And, you know, been down the two, three doors down from them the entire time. And I've, you know, gone down there with bunk cakes. They've returned the favor and come down with, you know, their baked goods as well. You know, we share Santas. You know, if I get a Santa, I'll send my Santa to her house. If she gets a Santa, she'll send her Santa to my house. You know, always courteous and cordial. But this week, she stuck a fork in me. Now, I'm going to just say, anybody who knows Tracy and Michael, they know that their house is always lit, right? For Thanksgiving, they always have the cool turkeys out and in the yard, and they always have the decorations. And they've got, you know, the plants on the porch with the fall festive colors and the mat, you know, happy Thanksgiving. For Halloween, they go all out, right? There's like 20 inflatables in the yard, and, you know, they've got Every year there's a new one and you're trying to pick out which one is new. They've got the ship with the black cat on it, and they've got Spider-Man and Charlie Brown and them out there, and Linus and the pumpkin patch. And, you know, they've got the decorations, and they've got, you know, spider webs, and it's amazing. They're the house that all the kids want to go to for Halloween when folks are going trick or treating. because they also have the best candy as well. And so, you know, I've been choking this down for a while, you know, because, you know, I'm trying not to be a hater. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, okay, they're over there giving out full size candy bars. I'm giving out fun size candy bars. They've got 17 inflatables. I've got 3. I'm trying to keep up. Okay. I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses, but they're making it really hard. And I don't know if they have somebody who swoops in and takes down the decorations from Thanksgiving and hurry up and puts up the Christmas decorations. But it was not 1 minute after we finished eating our Thanksgiving meal. Not 1 minute. The kids were getting a little stir crazy because everything's closed. And, you know, they just wanted to take a ride in their big brother Andrew's new car. So Andrew warmed up the car and you know, put them in, and they went riding. And all when they came back. Why don't we have our Christmas tree up? What? The dishes are not even done from Thanksgiving. I have not washed. The turkey's still out. What are you talking about? Well, Riley's mom, because, you know, when you got kids, you don't have a name anymore. You're the kid's mom. Yeah. Riley's mom has her Christmas decorations up. I said, that's not possible. Because, see, just yesterday, she had Thanksgiving decorations up. So it is like 7 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Surely Riley's mama did not cook her meal, eat with her family, clean up her house, take down her Thanksgiving decorations, store them properly in the garage, pull out the Christmas decorations, organize them on the yard, plug them up, and light them up. Yes, that's exactly what she did. And then she put up the Christmas tree. She sure did. I got the pictures. I'm getting ready to post them. That's what my good neighbor did. And my kids saw that. You know, it's some things that I don't want my kids to see. Lizzo twerking. Mm-hmm. I want my kids to see that. I don't. We don't want to see Lizzo twerking. There's certain things I don't want my kids to see. My neighbor's putting up the Christmas decorations with the Christmas tree on Thanksgiving Day. That's another one of them, the things that I don't want my kids to see, because now my kids are looking at me like I'm just a derelict parent. Mm-hmm. So now they want the Christmas tree up. They want the lights up. They want the wreath up. Thankfully, my friend Heather Blair's son, Calvin, and Henry sell wreaths. So I had bought one, and it was in a garage. So I was able to hurry up and put that up so it looked a little Christmassy. We did find the lights. They all work, praise the Lord. And so we put those up around the garage. So we do have 2 things up. And so now the kids want to do their gingerbread houses and get those up. They also want the Christmas tree up tonight. You know, again, I just believe, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put any Christmas decorations up until all my Thanksgiving food is gone. Once I've eaten all the leftovers, then I feel like I'm in a Christmas spirit. Because right now, guess what? I'm still eating turkey and dressing. I am still in the Thanksgiving spirit. Okay? I've got mac and cheese. I've got some greens. I've got some ham. I've got some dressing. I am still cranberry sauces. I am still in the Thanksgiving spirit. I'm not ready for Christmas. And so, you know, I don't know, you know, if I need to move. And find some other neighbors like me, who have, you know, similar mindsets. But I tell you, Tracy and Michael in Cottage Grove, we were good neighbors. We loved each other up until they put up their Christmas tree after they finished eating the Thanksgiving meal. Now, y'all got to let me know what y'all think. Is it too early to put the tree up? Should you wait until after you finish all your Thanksgiving leftovers? Should it be December 1st? I'm not saying that I want to prolong it. I'm just saying, give me a minute. Let me reset. Let me regroup. I am still eating leftover meals. I have not, like, taken a portion out and frozen it and then put it back. I'm still in the Thanksgiving vibe and the Thanksgiving spirit. I think that we overlook Thanksgiving. A lot of us go right from Halloween to Christmas. can we just let Thanksgiving settle? I'm going to have, you know, I don't know if we, you know, maybe I could talk to Justin Olson, one of my city councilmen over in Cottage Grove, maybe Mayor Myron. Maybe we can start a resolution so that Tracy and Michael wait and get the go ahead from other parents before they put up their elaborate Christmas decorations. We'll be right back. Anytime I see folks doing good in the community, I like to shine a spotlight on them, especially when they are helping young people. I just heard about this new organization, a new initiative, and I want to make sure you all know about it. The grand opening is today. One of the organizers just walked off stage and is kind enough to join us. This is called the Man Up Club. And I'm talking to Corey Dean from that organization. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, talk to me about the Man Up Club, because, listen, you just opened. I don't know a lot about it, but when I saw the work that you're proposing to do on Facebook and what your goals are, some of the initiatives that you're going to put in place, I thought, I got to find out more, because this looks like an amazing undertaking. And I definitely want to use my platform to help you promote it and to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and there's a major expansion, and you're absolutely right. Today is our grand opening. It's going on right now. We started at 11:30 this morning. It'll be open houses until 2:30. And then if there's any young black males or young men of color between the ages of 13 and 24 who are looking for a mentor or a safe place to congregate and really just basically take them from being a boy to a man and just learn discipline and all sorts of lessons about life, this is the place to do it. And they can come here today at 3:00 and sign up to become new members of our new facility. And it's located at 1018 North 5th Street in the North Loop of Minneapolis. And so we're extremely excited about that.
Okay, now for folks who are hearing for the first time the Man Up Club, what is the Man Up Club and how did you get started?
So the Man Up Club is a mentor leadership organization for young black males between the ages of 13 and 24. We mentor in four distinct areas, which is life skills, social skills, academic discipline, and civic responsibility. And so we have three main goals within our organization, and that is to get them to graduate from high school, to stay out of the prison pipeline, and to get them to go on to college or to have a trade after high school. I started the Man Up Club in 2012 as an after-school program, and it just developed from there. We knew we had something special when we saw the suspension, in-school suspension rates go down and the mm-hmm. out-of-school suspension rates go down, and then we saw the graduation rate come up, and we saw all sorts of things between young black males and the administrative relationships get better and what have you. And so from there, we decided that we wanted to take it out of that particular school and we wanted to have it exposed to everybody. And so that's when we became nonprofit. So we started in 2012, became a nonprofit in 2015, 501c3. So now we're in a position where we partner with churches, we partner with schools, we partner with local businesses and other nonprofit organizations. And, you know, we have so many different programs that we offer. One of the programs in our new facility is we offer a culinary arts program for young men who want to learn how to cook or want to be a chef. We have a music production program where if they want to learn music production, if they want to learn songwriting, or if they want to know how to write and produce music, we can teach them that. We also have a health and wellness program with a full fitness center where they can come in and get trained on how to take care of themselves physically and mentally. We also have a meditation room for them. We do field trips. We have a program called Permission to Grieve, where if they've suffered a loss, and we know a lot of young men who, you know, who are grieving and, you know, they keep it inside and it comes out in other negative ways. And so we want to get ahead of that. And so once a month we offer that Permission to Grieve program. There are so many different programs that we offer these young men, because what we want to do is we want to build a holistic approach of developing them. And so we do the one-on-one as well as the group mentoring. We also do tutoring and people can volunteer to come in and tutor and work with these young men and mentor these young men or donate. We also have a suit-up program where you can donate suits to these young men. We believe that every young man should have at least one suit in their closet. So just a multiplicity of programs that we offer here within the Man Up Club, and we're just trying to do our part to make sure that we are, helping to reduce crime and violence and to give these young men a real opportunity at life and success.
I have not met anyone who has any children in this program, but I can just imagine that the parents are so grateful for your organization. What's been the feedback from parents whose children are a part of what you're doing?
They are ecstatic. We get inundated with calls every day from parents who want their young men to become a part of the Man Up Club. And believe it or not, 80% of the young men who are members of our program are fatherless. And so we get a lot of single mothers who call, who want help, with their sons. And we take pride in being father figures to these young men. And so, we have a young man who, and this is an interesting story, we have a young man who's been in our program for 7 years. His uncle was named Jamar Clark, who was murdered by the Minneapolis police. And when that young man was grieving from that tragic situation, his mother brought him to our program. He stood on the wall. He didn't want to be a part of it. And, of course, he was heartbroken and, very stern and closed off. But we said some things that was in one of our sessions that caught his attention. And he ended up, and tears just started to roll down his face. And fast forward to today, 7 years later, the same young man is in this space today right now. And he's actually, we just brought him on and hired him. And he's going to be one of the lead facilitators of the Man Up Club. And so that's a story where, we've had a young man be a part of our start with our program and come full circle. Full circle meaning that he came in our program, he went through the program, we've been able to hire him on as a part of the program to be a leader. And so the parents, they're calling all the time and they're really happy about what we're doing.
All right. Now, you got to tell me, you have so many opportunities for people to volunteer. You've got the program with the suits. People can come in. I know you're specifically micro-targeting young African-American boys. So what kind of volunteers are you looking for? Can white folks volunteer? Can white women? Can white men? How can the folks who listen to the Good Neighbor Station help? Because I want to make sure that, people don't hear this and say, well, it's not me. They don't want me. I'm a white guy. I'm a white woman. I'm retired. I want to make sure that we, check all the boxes, because I don't want anybody to have any excuse to say, it is the holiday season. I've got extra time. I love what this program is all about. But you know what? It's not in my wheelhouse because they're only helping young black men.
Yeah. So let me be clear. Our target is young black males because of the issues and the situation and circumstances that they deal with from a disadvantaged standpoint, and that's what we've been called to, which is to serve those particular young men. However, who can help and be a part of that? Anybody who has a heart to see a young man successful. So it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your economic status is. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation or your religious affiliation. As long as you have a heart and you want to give and you want to uplift young men who are in poverty and who are struggling and who are disadvantaged, we would love to have your help. And as you mentioned, there are so many ways in which you can volunteer and be a part of what we're doing. And we would love to have you do that. A volunteer, whether that's coming in and sharing a meal or helping cook or coming in and helping tutor or donating a suit or chaperoning on a field trip or wanting to take young men out on a field trip. So there are so many ways in which you can be a part of what we're doing. And you can also you can partner with us and be a giver or a monthly donor or what have you. We're open. All we want to do is just love on these young men and give them an opportunity to be successful. And we'd love to lock arms with the community and do it.
Okay, you've got the grand opening. It is today until 3:00. Tell people where they can go so that they can connect with you, because a lot of our listeners are out. They're shopping for Small Business Saturday, and it is a beautiful day to get out and meet new friends and make new connections.
Absolutely. So we are located in North Loop of Minneapolis. The address is 1018 North 5th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411. That's our address, and you'll see the balloons, and you'll see the young men's faces on the building. We want you to come on in. We're serving you a gourmet meal, and you can walk through and check out the space, talk to some of the young men, talk to some of the parents, see the programs that we're offering, talk to some of the instructors. Everyone's here, and it goes until, like you said, until 3 o'clock. But then also at 3 p.m., that's when we're going to have young men around the city who want to be a part of the program to come in and register. So if there's any young man out there, or if you have a young man, or you know of a young man that you want to be a part of the program and you know they can benefit from the program, be sure to have them show up here at 1018 North 5th Street at 3 p.m. as well.
Okay. Now, for folks who are out and about, they're listening, they appreciate the work and the effort and the thoughtfulness of your organization. We want to support the Man Up Club. Tell us how we can get online and get to you.
Absolutely. Just simply go to our website. Our website is the, make sure you put the in front because sometimes people just go man up, but put themanupclub.org. That's our website, themanupclub.org. If you go there, you can find out everything about us. If you want to become be a one-time donor, or you want to be a monthly donor or annual donor, you can do that. You just go there and fill it out, themanupclub.org.
Well, I just appreciate you spending some time with me. I know you had to run off stage after your address and grab the phone and talk to us. But, you know, I like to make sure that what I provide to the people who listen to this show is what is going on in our community in real time. I didn't want to wait until next week to talk to you and tell them. I wanted to tell them now so that if they are out and about, they can get over there to you. And also that they could know about it and share. We've got a lot of teachers. We've got a lot of educators. We've got a lot of therapists and counselors who listen to this show, principals and vice principals who listen to this program. And there's some young men at your school that will qualify for this. And so what I try to do is I try to make sure that we provide the information that, you know, sometimes may be for the people listening, but it may be for somebody that you know, somebody who could benefit from it. So if you are not going to volunteer and this does not fit into your wheelhouse, think of a young man in your circle, at your church, whose mother is at her wit's end. Because, baby, let me tell you something. These high school hormones, Jesus.
Yeah, we deal with it all.
So, you know, and I got he got a daddy in the house and we still struggling. And so I just can't imagine being a single parent without a man to help guide a young man. And so the fact that you are providing this is such a blessing and asset to this community. And I just can't thank you enough for following your passion, because with your education, your background, your expertise, you could be a vice president of such and such right now, and you wouldn't even have to be worried about our kids or our community. But you have turned your back on an opportunity to take over this corporate world and turned toward the children who need you the most and made a safe space and place for them. And I just know that it is up to us to make sure that you have the support that you need.
Well, I thank you so much for your support, and I definitely do not take that for granted or your platform. And I thank you so much for just lending us an opportunity to speak to your audience and to your people. And I mimic what you say. Absolutely, we're here to serve, and we love to have anyone to come along and lock arms with us in any capacity. We wholeheartedly welcome you. It takes all of us to really transform the community.
Yes, we have been talking to Corey Dean on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the Man Up Club grand opening today at 1018 North 5th Street in Minneapolis. You guys get over there. If you can't make it today, themanupclub.org is where you need to go. We'll be right back. It is 1:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I I just have to say, I appreciate the conversation and the dialogue that we always have on social media between the breaks and actually sometimes while I'm talking to the guests. Because the one thing I love about the listeners of the Shaletta Show, honey, is they get right on Facebook. They get right on Twitter. They get right on Instagram. They get right on LinkedIn. They get right on Threads. And interact with me in real time. And so Mark Westfall is on Twitter. He says, great segment on the Man Up Club, Shaletta. Thank you so much, Mark, for listening. I really appreciate it. Mark is a history ed teacher. You know, he used to be in ISD 199, and he understands the importance of having good, strong male role models and mentors for boys who are in the home and don't have a father. It can make the world different. And, you know, we always like to see the end of the story, right? We always like to see that success story at the end, you know, on 60 Minutes or the Today Show or Good Morning America, when, you know, there was a troubled youth and, you know, that child was suspended from school and, you know, that child was about to be kicked out of a program or was put out of his house and had no hope. And then, you know, he met someone from the Man Up Club. And, you know, we like to see those 2.5 minute stories. And we always applaud at the end. But that takes work. That takes effort. That takes intentionality. That takes grit. That takes consistency. That takes perseverance and a whole lot of patience. See, that 2 minute story at the end of the thing, when that kid goes off and, you know, becomes the first, you know, circuit court judge of whatever, or, you know, becomes the first pilot in his family, or is the first person to graduate from college in his community, or whatever the case may be, that takes a lot of effort. And we always like to clap at the end of the thing, but it's up to us as a community to prop it up when it happens, as it goes along. I want to be there. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be there for the journey in real time. I want to be able to see the transformation in these kids, you know, where they go from not wanting to be in the program to now teaching in the program. Right. Where they go from headed to prison to now they're working on their master's or doctorate degrees. And so that's why, you know, I asked the man, as soon as you come off stage, call me. You know, to come on my show so we can talk about the Man Up Club. And Mark understands that. So thank you so much, Mark. And you know what? Yesterday I was on Chad Hartman's show because it's Feisty Friday. And I was talking about Dolly Parton. Now, Dolly Parton is the reason that I still have peach cobbler left at my house right now. Because Sean made for Thanksgiving. I let him escape from the basement long enough to make, you know, turkey and dressing and ham and macaroni and cheese and sweet potato casserole and greens and peach cobbler cups. This was new because we didn't do the whole peach cobbler because my kids like to dig in it, you know, and I don't want to go in peach cobbler and see fingerprints. So we made peach cobbler cups so everybody could have their own peach cobbler. And so I said, listen, make me 3 cups because I know I'm going to eat 3. Right. And so I'd already eaten one and we were watching that Cowboys game with Washington Commanders. And it's so funny because they said, and we have a special guest coming out at halftime. And my kids were like, oh, my God, it's Santa. And they were jumping up and they were so excited. And I knew it wasn't Santa. And I was jumping up excited because I was like, Aunt Dolly, everybody loves Dolly Parton. I don't know anybody who does not love Dolly Parton. Dolly freaking Parton. Everybody loves her. So she, you know, they announced and she comes out and she's got on a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit. Dolly Parton is 77 years old. And she looks amazing. And for folks who want to say, well, she's had plastic surgery. You know what? Lil' Kim had plastic surgery and she doesn't look amazing. Okay, Dolly Parton is living good. I know Jesus when I see it. Okay, Dolly Parton is blessed. All the plastic surgery in the world, she's not going to look that fantastic. Oh, just with plastic surgery. And she's out there and she's, you know, yeah, she's lip singing. She didn't have a microphone, but she's 77. Okay, but she got the I couldn't get those shorts over my fat ankles. Never mind the other fat A thing I want to say on the radio, but I don't know if Josh knows where the dump button is.
Oh, I do.
All right. I could not put those shorts on. She looked amazing. I was so excited for her. I was excited for me. And then I realized I can't go back and eat those cobbler cups. In fact, I might have to call Lifetime Fitness.
I'm afraid to touch my Thanksgiving food.
Oh, my God. She looked amazing. And she was singing and she was happy and she was sassy and she was snapping and clapping. And so, so my two cobbler cups, I've donated to charity. I won't be eating them. Because I've got some goals. Aunt Dolly gave me some goals. I got new lease on life. I got some things that I've got to do, and I'm not going to do them eating peach cobbler cups. And Frank Stackerwood says, this is not a good look for her. Yes, it is, Frank. Yes, it is. I see you on Facebook commenting. It is a good look. And guess what? Next year for Thanksgiving, I'm going to have on that same outfit, Frank. Y'all come right back.